When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hi, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, bilateral creditors reject haircut as Ghana is expected to commence servicing external debts after 4 years. Meanwhile, rating agency Fitch expects Ghana and Zambia to emerge from default on their foreign currency debt in 2024. Also coming up, Cedi weakened 1.22% to the US dollar in the retail market last week, but expected inflow of $600 million from IMF expected to reduce strain on local currency. We've got details coming up. Don't go anywhere. Hello, thanks for joining us on the Joy Business Report. Good morning to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. We want to begin with the latest on the IMF economic program. There will be no haircut on the $5.4 billion bilateral debt that will be restructured. These are some of the terms that Joy Business has picked up from the official creditor committee. Now, the cutoff date for restructuring Ghana's bilateral debt is now pegged at December 2022 instead of March 2022. But Finance Minister Kenneth Reata insists negotiations are yet to be finalized on the various terms.
It gives us some leeway in the next 3 years with regards to servicing of all the loans that we have, and that gives us space that we want. What we have now is it gives enough financial assurance for the IMF to sit. We now are going to take our time to get into the nitty-gritties of the MOU. And so that's what is ahead of us. And we'll now work with them into the details of that.
Does the preliminary term sheet include the low cut on the principal and the interest, and then the fact that it's still a freeze after 4 years before we start paying something as well?
I think those broad parameters, you know, are in there. And I really don't want to be drawn into the details, because those are really going to change. But what it
you had the Finance Minister Kenneth Reata speaking on a PM Express Business Edition, which will air this Thursday on the Joy News channel at 9 p.m. Now, rating agency Fitch expects Ghana and Zambia to emerge from default on their foreign currency debt in 2024. In its regional Sub-Saharan Africa Sovereign Outlook 2024, it stated that the two countries will come good in terms of restructuring their debts. Here's more.
The UK-based firm said the macro outlook for Sub-Saharan Africa in 2024, including Ghana, points to stable median real gross domestic product growth and lower average inflation, which nonetheless remains high across a number of sovereigns. It, however, expects financing challenges to persist as most sub-Saharan African sovereigns do not have affordable access to international capital markets without credit enhancements. It forecasts a gradual fiscal consolidation due to financing constraints and fiscal reform efforts, which in many cases are linked to International Monetary Fund programs. This consolidation, it believes, will help government debt to the size of the economy to broadly stabilize. It warned that multilateral funding will remain a key support more broadly across the region. However, risks remain tilted to the downside.
That was a Business Desk report. The business community has said that the $600 million second tranche bailout package from the International Monetary Fund will come in handy to complement the recovery of the country's macro economy. According to the Association of Ghana Industries, the consistent drop in inflation plus the relative stability of the exchange rate exchange rate regime can't be attributed to the support from the IMF. Hence the timeliness of the second tranche bailout package. Chonam Akpalo, who is the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, has been speaking with Joy Business.
The good thing is that the inflation rate has been quite, there's an improvement in the inflation rate, but we'd like to see a more deeper inflation. Ideally, we look forward for single digit inflation rates. Normally, it's better that way, so that you can be sure that prices are generally more stable, and that helps us in our overall industrial planning. And so, of course, the IMF bailout will come handy, hopefully, to deepen this, and also for the central bank to consider to reduce its policy rate, because it has been inflation targeting focus. So really, if this comes, all of these indicators hopefully will be affected in a good way, so that overall the industrial environment in Ghana will flourish.
Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, Chonam Akpalo there. Now, the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Reverend Dr. Amisha Dawuswamwa, has said that the GRA's GRA is willing to engage all large and medium taxpayers to retrieve outstanding taxes. According to him, the authority is ready to use all existing laws to ensure tax revenues are collected for the state without any compromise. Speaking to Joy Business on some actions taken to retrieve debt from industries and other large businesses in the country, the Commissioner General, Reverend Dr. Amisha Dawuswamwa, said the focus remains on getting revenue to build the country's economy rather than just closing down businesses.
There are a number of companies that I don't want to mention the name at this moment, but there are some factories that we have closed and reopened and closed and reopened. Sometimes the press will ask you, you close and reopen, you don't seem to have the teeth to bite. But I think the purpose is that when we close, we want you to be able to come, we engage, we see how best we can help you. If you still don't comply with the settlement agreement and we have to move on to the next stage, we will move on to the next stage. And so we are committed to making sure that we get the taxes, but at the same time, to make sure that Ghanaians also get the jobs and get the production and our GDP going up.
You heard Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Reverend Dr. Amisha Dawuswamwa. Now, the cedi weakened 1.22% to the US dollar on the retail market last week following depreciation pressures. However, the expected inflow of a $600 million bailout package from the International Monetary Fund will reduce the strain on the local currency in the near term. Here's more in this report.
Despite the ease in inflation and the announcement by the government that it had reached debt restructuring agreements with its official creditors, the local currency lost value to all the major foreign currencies. The central bank also auctioned $20 million for the bulk oil distribution companies in its first sale for the year. But it failed to tame the persistent corporate demand as the local currency unit closed trading on the retail market at 12 cedis 33 pesos to a dollar. However, the expected $600 million inflows from the International Monetary Fund after its board approval of the first program review this Friday should help improve market sentiments. This will shore up foreign exchange reserves and strengthen supply-side intervention.
Meanwhile, on the currency market this morning, the dollar going for 12 cedis 30 pesos, that's still in the retail market. The pound going for 15 cedis 35 pesos, and the euro going for 13 cedis 30 pesos. In other news, rice and rubber value chains could rake in $100 million annually if properly invested in. That's according to Chief Executive Office of the Ghana Incentive-Based Risk-Sharing System for Agricultural Lending, GESOL, Kwesi Kobo. Now, speaking to Joy Business, after Absa Bank Ghana received an award for its role in agric financing, Mr. Kobo indicated that agricultural lending has increased since the establishment of GESOL. He however says that more can be done to improve the sector.
The reality is that not only have we seen agricultural lending improving in quantum, but also seen some sectors change. Let me give you an example. Take the rubber value chain, for example. Yes, you may say rubber is not food, but it's agriculture. And those who process Kaplan's exports bring in needed foreign exchange. Since our operations in 2019, we have helped set up two indigenous rubber factories in this country. And if we're able to, through our assistance, help work with the banks, finance more rubber factories that they can bring in minimum, and these are indigenous companies owned by Ghanaians, $50 million a year annually. I mean, that I believe is remarkable. Currently, we're also now pioneering a new model in our rice value chain. We've just done the first deal in our Afran Plains. We're about working on the second one, and we're hoping that we're doing collaboration with DBG. Absa is also very much involved in one of them. And that is that we're hoping that by end of the year, we should have leveraged finance of close to $50 million in a rice value chain.
Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Incentive-Based Risk Sharing System for Agricultural Lending, Kwesi Kobo. Now let's turn to Investor Eye. Director General of Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Gbamitete, warns prospective investors not to be lured by unrealistic promises of returns on investments.
You see, there's something fundamental with any business model. In business school, we learned about something called the cash conversion cycle. That is how that entity makes money. Okay. So if somebody promises you that I'm going to give you 10% per week or 20% per month and it's going to go for a long time, you need to ask yourself, what is it that entity is doing to be able to generate that kind of return, to be able to take a certain portion of their own profit but still pay you that amount? Because if you are paying somebody 10% a month, that's like 120% a year. What is the person, what is the underlying business?
That's our Investor Eye episode for today. Make a date on Thursday for another episode of Investor Eye. Before we go, an update on the commodity market. Crude oil remains at $78 a barrel this morning. Gold lost more than $7. It's selling this morning at $2,049 an ounce. Cocoa trading at $4,323 a ton after going up by $49. There's more news on our website, myjoyonline.com/business.